chanting bestows innumerable benefits to one who takes it very seriously. It is said that by Rupa Goswami says, Kintu Adarat Anadinam Karasai Vajushta Swadhi Krama Advavadi Sankrata Mula Hanti. He says that those who take to the, if somebody wants to gain benefit from the chanting, he says two things. One is that one should regularly chant with great obedience and respect, despite not getting immediate result. Secondly, he says, one should always be trying to improve the chanting. Those who do this surely will find the result, Rupa Goswami says. So for that he says, at least theoretically, one should accept the holy names of Krishna to be as good as Krishna. In our near first stage, we can only theoretically accept, because we don't have any realization of Krishna at all, direct realization. But when one becomes a pure devotee, in that platform, one can understand that Krishna and his name are non-different, which we have heard several times, when we read and hear. So, for Niyapag, it is not difficult to understand theoretically how Krishna and his name are non-different. For example, Gajendra is calling Krishna's names and immediately find Gajendra is calling Narayana's name and Narayana appears there. Similarly, you find Draupadi is calling Krishna's names and Krishna appears immediately. So, calling Krishna's name brings Krishna immediately. Just like you call somebody on a mobile, you immediately get connected to them. So just as there is a voice print of everyone, that we have fingerprint, we also have a voice print. Like if you hear someone's voice on a phone, you can immediately recognize who the person is, isn't it? In the same manner, when we call Krishna's name, it's like a voice print, immediately the person Krishna is present. So those who chant with this understanding, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So in Vrindavan, they chant the same mantra differently, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shama, Radhe Shama, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. So it's the same, there is no difference. In calling Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it's the same. They're actually calling these two personalities, divine personalities, Radha and Krishna. Of course, if you are simply calling Radha and Krishna, we may not know who they are. You have to know who these personalities are. That's why we have lectures. We have Nectar of Devotion. We have Nectar of Instruction. Nectar of Instruction explains. If you see, amongst all the holy places, if you compare, you know, Vaikuntha, above Vaikuntha, he says it's Dwaraka. Above Dwaraka, he says Vrindavan. Even in Vrindavan, the most holy place is Govardhan. And even there are so many places in the circumference of Govardhan. At the foot of Govardhan, the most holy place is Radhakund. And Radhakund contains the waters which are actually liquid prema. They are pure waters. The waters of Radhakund are nothing but Radharani's prema for Krishna. So in this way you will find the Shastras explain many details about these two personalities, Radha and Krishna. Detail. On one hand, one understands the knowledge. On the other hand, when one is chanting, when one is calling these names of these two personalities, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Radha. Then, gradually the mood will develop that we are actually offering our prayer for service to them. Why will you want to serve a person unless you have some connection, isn't it? If there is some, no matter how big a man may be in society, you may not want to serve him unless you feel a connection to him. Then when one understands that Krishna is, initial understanding is, in Vaidhi Bhakti, one knows that Krishna is my father, I am his part and parcel, so it's my duty to serve him. This is the consciousness. But in Raghunatha stage, one's consciousness is, Krishna is mine, and I am Krishna. I love him very much, and he loves me very much. And I cannot spend one moment without him. And I always feel his presence 24 hours a day. That is Raghunatha stage. So from Vaidhi, we will come to the Raghavanika stage, surely, if you continue chanting. But at least we should be in Vaidhi stage. We should not be below Vaidhi. Vaidhi stage is that Krishna is the master of all existence. He is the supreme controller, the supreme enjoyer. There is no one equal to him or above him. And he is in the heart of everyone, a super soul. And Krishna's supreme duty is Srimati Radharani. By taking whose shelter she can offer me to Krishna, you know. With this understanding one should chant the holy name. And then he says, what are the benefits one will get by chanting holy names? Innumerable benefits. Like the chanting purifies the heart. It also sanctifies the mind and steadies the mind also. Just like, you know, in a temple you find they clean the place, they wipe the places, the wet cloth, and they lit up the arati lamp, they lit up the camphor and agarbatti. The whole atmosphere becomes sanctified. Similarly, our mind, which has been a contaminated place for so many millions of lifetimes, becomes sanctified by chanting of the holy name. The mind becomes steadied, and the chanting also destroys the six enemies, kama, krodha, madha, lobha, moha, matsya. It also stops birth and death. And at the same time, the chanting also says that it annihilates attachment and it induces detachment. Actually, we want detachment from material world and attachment to Krishna. And both are bestowed by the chanting of the holy name. And the chanting also uproots ignorance. The chanting gives one a sakshat experience of sakshat Krishna as svayameva swaratyadaha, it is said. Which means it gives one experience of Krishna's darshan, Krishna's dham darshan, which is the Vrindavan. And the chanting also awakens one to the swarupa, a spiritual identity. And the chanting also awakens one's relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world, and ultimately bestows Krishna prema, with which one can actually enter service to Krishna. So you can go from the material realm to the spiritual realm. In between, all the different stages are achieved by a practicing devotee simply by chanting Hare Krishna, beginning from the moon, the anarthas, from the heart and everything. So the degree one chants the holy name with this understanding, what is that? I am chanting for the persons Radha and Krishna. Like, you know, if you are calling someone, say for example I am calling Rishikesh, Rishikesh come and ask me, Toji, what do you want? I look somewhere else. I don't pay attention to him. It will be like neglecting him, ignoring him. So in the Bhagavatam there is a word used, Shunvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Abhadrani, Satam. The word is used. Satam means the truthful devotee, he says. What is the truthful devotee? A truthful devotee calls Hare Krishna. At the same time, he does not think of anything else other than Radha and Krishna. He is a truthful devotee. Not that he calls Hare Krishna and he is thinking, what about my exams tomorrow? You know? He is not called a truthful devotee. Truthful devotee means he means what he says. So although in our stage it's difficult for us to mean what we say, especially in chanting, we should always endeavor. And we endeavor because as we mean what we say, for a period of time you will see the benefits of chanting will start coming over a period of time very powerfully. Because in such a stage one thinks of Krishna and one forgets oneself. In religiosity, one thinks of only oneself. Whereas in spirituality, as I was telling you, one gradually forgets about one's bodily identities, you know, one's requirements and everything. One thinks of one day Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Author of humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like this, they preach for ocean of mercy, full of compassion for the fallen condition souls. One chapal patarukhyascha pupasindukhya evacha patitanam pavane yo vaishnave yo namo namo अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय वैष्णव ठाकुर की जय।